and after discussing something quite fundamental regarding Shiurei Torah. Sometimes, Sugeirv and Avdalit, Sukkadavav, Shomer are considered to be Hilchasa, Halacha Moshe Mizina. In those cases, in principle, one could have envisioned many different options, and Halacha declares it is this year, not that year. Sometimes the Gemara describes Shurim as being something quite different. That's Sugim Brachos and Daf Mem Aleph, where the Gemara says the following: the Chachamim established the Shir Midrabanan Vekra Smachta Ba'amalu. And maybe this represents two different Hagdaras. Sometimes you have, right, a Shir which is simply Hilchasa, where, as mentioned, one could have envisioned many, many different options, but indeed, the Halach is Koveya that this is the Shir. Sometimes, indeed, that's not the case. If you understand the Hagdara, what exactly is the mitzvah, what exactly is the iser, what exactly is the asiyas hamalacha, so therefore, once you understand and reach that point, maybe one would argue there's only one option. One option would be shocking if the shir indeed would be something which is different. In our sugya, for example, in Dav Zayin Lebeis, what exactly is the shir of Bayram Bayimotzeh? Is there a difference between chametz as opposed to cases of sa'ar? So clearly, according to Beis Shammai, the starting point is the psukim, in the sense that we're dealing with the standalone issur. What is Vayiram Bayimotzeh? And other questions, what exactly is the shir? So you have to learn the sugyas, you have to analyze the psukim. If the Torah emphasizes chametz and emphasizes sa'ar, it tells you, lo shiro shalzeh, shiro shalzeh, and therefore, the answer is maybe surprising. There's a different shir for chametz than there is for sa'ar, a kazayis as opposed to a kosevis. If one were to argue that the hagdara of the isser of Bayram Bayimotzeh is a siyag ato achila, I will tell you there should only be one option. If achila is bekazayis, so Bayram Bayimotzeh must be bekazayis. If the whole purpose of Bayram Bayimotzeh is somehow related to the isser achila, so how could you envision another shir? And why would one think about distinguishing between chametz as opposed to sa'ar? After all, there's nisra achila, nisra sheish bokares, and therefore, if that is what is driving the isser, so I'll tell you, there seems to be a very fundamental machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai regarding the shir of chametz. If it's a standalone shir which is rooted in hilchasa, one could envision many different options, and it's not shocking that the shir could be different for chametz as opposed to cases of sa'ar. If you're going to tell me it's a function of Isser Achila, it would be shocking to argue that there was a different shir, let alone that the shir of Bayiram would be a larger shir than the Isser Kares, which is dependent on Kazayis. And the same thing Rashi tells us when it comes to Isser Achila on Yom Kippur. That is not a Kazayis, because the Torah doesn't use the word Achila, but the Torah stresses Inui, and the opposite of Inui is Yisuvidas, so therefore not at all surprising that the shir indeed is going to be a different one. The sugya in Yuma Adav Ayin Gimel, the sugya in Yuma Adav Ayin Tes, the shir is considered to be a kosevis. So kosevis beyond that of a kozayis. Why exactly is that true? So Rashi here writes a couple of possibilities. And this apparently is fundamental in terms of its hagdara. One is very simply, it's a function of the nature of the Isser. The Torah demands inui, and if a person is going to do something that somehow severs, it breaks that inui. So therefore, that is an Isser Daraisa, and at times you're going to be Chayiv Kares. So you have to ask yourself the following, at what point in time, how much achila is necessary that you say, you know what, that completely, completely defeated the Tzivui Avinisim Es Nafsho Seichem. So that's exactly what the Gemara says. Kimlu the Rabbanan. The Chachamim established, that doesn't mean it didn't Rabbanan. Kimlu Rabbanan, the Chachamim says that this is the amount that if you eat it in a certain way, interesting, there is halach of tol kerechilas pras when it comes to koseves, but if you eat that amount within a window of time, so in such a case, realize that that is heder inui, that is going to be the opposite, that is going to diminish v'nisim es nafsho seichem. That will meet what the Torah tells us. Vavati is a nefesh shehini kerav ama, an inui sheyeshvo avedas nefesh. Okay, if that really is true, so then the lechora one would argue, you know, that's not just simply hilchasa, and it would be beyond surprising if the shir would be so much larger, or if the shir would be so much smaller. This is exactly, exquisitely, the shir that deflects the concept of inisim es nafsho seichem. And then Rashi writes, right, another possibility, the Inami. Of course that's true. That's a Gemara. That Kimlin Rabbanan. But realize, there also there's an element of Tilchasa. This is like the Sugyan, Ervin Daftalas, Sukkah Dafav, that you know what, that this indeed is Halacha Moshe Misinai. It's not just simply this Svara Pshuta, but rather this is the Hilchasa. But even if something is Halacha Moshe Misinai, it can have a Hagdara, it can have a Tam. What is the Halacha Moshe Misinai? Halacha Moshe Misinai is telling us that that degree of Achila is going to break. You're not going to be absolutely full if you eat a Koseves. You're not going to be famished if you eat a koseves. So the Halacha Moshe Misinai is going to determine what exactly is the exquisite cutoff point, but realize that that's not something which is detached from the Svara in any shape or form. And we started to discuss that this is certainly true when it comes to Shiurei Torah B'chala Torah Kula, that you always have to ask yourself, what exactly is the basis of this particular shiur? And perhaps even with nafkaminas as well. We discuss, for example, when it comes to Melechi Shabbos, where the Gemara is absolutely explicit, Shabbos, Daf, Ayin, Dalet, Amar Aleph, the Chatzi Shir is Asr when it comes to Shabbos. The fact that you only vided the Melacha Pachos Mikashir is not an excuse. That clearly is forbidden. What is not clear? Is that an Issa Daraisa or is that an Issa Darabana? That's not clear. The Gemara just says it's Asr. But it's Daraisa Darabana, Bufurish and Rashi. Ayin, Dalet. That's Nissa Daraisa. Mefurish and Hagos Hashri. Zayin Yir Aleph. That's Nissa Daraisa. Kimat Mefurish in Rambam. It's only Nissa Darabanan. The Rambam in Perik Yud Ches of Hilchos Shabbos discusses the various Shurei Hotzah, and the Rambam makes it clear if you carry less than that, that's forbidden min HaTorah. Maybe one could have argued, okay, maybe Hotzah is an island into itself. Maybe Hotzah is different. We're going to see and up Yud Bey Zaman Aleph. To what extent should one indeed argue that Hotzah is detached, is different from other cases? Maybe one could have thought that Hotzah is different, but read on. No? You get to that parak, Yuches, Halacha Chav Gimel. The Rambam is Mufurish. The Rambam tells you what is true of Hotzah is true of Shamalach HaShabbos as well. The Rambam spells it out. Maybe one could have, should have. No. The Rambam writes it clear that this is true of Melech Shabbos generally. When the Gemara says that Chatzi Shir indeed Asa, that is an Issur Drabanan. Is there any support for this Rambam? The answer was yes. We're fortunate to learn Maseches Beitza, Tosefta, Peradalid, Maseches Beitza, that you know what? Chatzi Shir is an Issur Drabanan. If a person is Kosei Vosachas, Ori Chutechad, Eno Elamishum Shvus, it's an Issur Drabanan. It's an Issur Drabanan, but Rashi said, that Chatzi Shir is Nisa Daraisa. And that I would say is Sarachi and Godo. How does Rashi say it's Nisa Daraisa? Rashi is not against the Tosefta. So without chazering everything, we pointed out, you know what? When it comes to Melech Shabbos, there are different types of shiurim. Sometimes one could argue the shiur is considered to be Hilchasa. Hilchasa, I would tell you, means that, you know what? I could have envisioned a whole cast of shiurim. Maybe it's this, maybe it's that. You know what? The Halacha Moshe Misinai declares this indeed is the shiur. But sometimes I'll tell you, it's like our Gemara of Bairam Ematzi, according to Beis Hillel. If you understand what the Isser is, therefore jumps. Now, one shiur comes to mind. And if it would be anything else, that would be very, very surprising. If the shiur of Batei Nirim is Shei Batei Nirim, well, of course that's true. Because if the Malach is setting up the loom, so therefore, I'll ask an expert, what exactly do you need? How many Batei Nirim to set up a loom? And the answer is two. It will be shocking if the shear is one. It will be shocking if the shear is five. Why do you need five? And one is insufficient. Two is exquisitely precise. That's really not considered to be a coincidence. Let's say a person is dealing with an act of tofer. Doesn't it make sense that Shtei Tefiros is considered to be the Chibur of Tefira? He asked me, who says? You know what I'll answer? Atosus, Shabbos Ayin Heimar Aleph, the Ramaskos Shekain. You know what Atosus writes? Kind of in one like hidden line. Svarahu, the Shtei Tefiros Habi Dabar Chashu. That's a quote from Atosus. Atosus says, it's so mistamber that Tefira requires Shtei Tefiros. Well, of course the Shir is Shtei Tefiros. Wow, you know what Tosus is telling you? When it comes to the Shir Shtei Tefiros, Tosus refers to it as as a svarahu, as a svarahu, not as a case, not as a case of hilchasan. And I would tell you, maybe a stunning teretz, the Tosus is bothered, and the earlier daf, Ayin Gimel, that why indeed is it that in five cases the Mishnah mentions the shir, in other cases it does not, I'll tell you a yesod, that Mishnah, Avavos Malachal, Shabbos Ayin Gimel, is interested in presenting the malachas. Whatever the Mishnah mentions is an inherent part of the malacha. I'll tell you this is true of shiurim, and I'll tell you it's true of another consideration as well, just to file, no? When it comes to a handful of malachas, you know what the Mishnah says? So-and-so, almanas so-and-so, melchek almas lichto. Well, so sir amanas livnas. Why do you need amanas lichto? Why do you need amanas livnas? Maybe one could argue, because otherwise it's going to be makalkel. Otherwise it's going to be makalkel. So you know what I would suggest, not for today? No. The Mishnah is not interested in telling you the dinim of makalkel, the dinim of mesakein. The Mishnah is interested in presenting the lametes malachos. And you know what I'm going to tell you? The definition of the malacha is kosev amanas lichto. Mochik amanas lichto. The definition of the malacha is sosar amanas livdos. Not just simply to avoid a problem that very often it's mekalke when you erase something, so figure out a case where it's a maleches tikkun. No. That's the nature of the malacha, the definition of the malacha. But here, when it comes to shiurim, and maybe one can go out on a limb, ooh, and suggest the following. What difference does it make whether the shir is hilchasa, or whether the shir is a function of the essence of the malacha? I'll tell you something critical. To what extent would the malacha be complete if you have a chisaron shir? If shir is hilchasa, maybe one could argue the act is complete, even if it is insufficient to be chayav misa. But nonetheless, the act is complete. It's an act of borer, even pachos mikashir, even if the chi of skila means that you have to be borer bikashir. I understand that. But if you're dealing with a shi which is built into the definition of the malacha, to use the phrase of the Rambam, Perek Yuches, shir hamoil, a functional shir, a utilitarian shir, that means pachos mikashir is eno moil. Would I argue you violated a nisa daraisa, but like you didn't do it sufficiently to be chayav misa? Or would I say that if you set up a single base near and the loom cannot function, guess what? That's not called the malacha of. As opposed to arguing, it is but. It was insufficient. Not insufficient. Inherently. And maybe the chiddush would be, in those cases where the shir is built in, whoa, you know what? That a chatzi shir is quite similar to the hagdar of the Meiri Shabbos Daf Gimel, a chatzi malacha. I wouldn't call doing an akira without anacha as chatzi shir. It's not just step one without step two, one bite without a second bite. I would argue that's not an act of hotzah, an akira without anacha. And therefore, obviously, akira b'anacha is not forbidden in the Torah because of chatzi shir. And therefore, it's critical to know what exactly is the Hagdara. And there I will tell you, I think that's a magnificent issue. To Tosus of Sa'ara, in five cases, the shir is built in. And that would be an incredible issue to Rashi. After all, when the Tosefta says Chach Yishir is only a Dindra Abanan, the Tosefta happens to be speaking about two out of the five, Oreg and Kosei, where that is a shir hamoil, where there it's a shir which is part of the definition of the malacha. In those cases, a chatzi shir is a chatzi malacha, and that at best is going to be nisid rabbanan. But Rashi Shita, that's not true of Orer, that's not true of Ofen. And therefore, when the Gemara says, v'chi mutter lafos pachos mikashir, you know what? That is going to be nisid araisa. Wow, that would be a stunning possibility. And here may be a more subtle duke. Hagos Ashri, we saw, no, Zayin Yud Aleph also holds that Chatzi Shir is less than a Beri. But there's something troublesome about that Hagos Ashri. commenting on the Mishnah and Shabbos Daf Ayin Vav, the Mishnah is talking about Hotzar. The Mishnah gives you six examples. If I carry this, the shear is that. And if I carry that, the shear is this. Now, there's a difference between Tevin and Eitz and Amir and Shibolim and Alei Shum and Alei Bitsamim, whether Yaveh, Shimlachim. So the Mishnah has a whole list of shiurim. You know, that's the context of the Rambam. That's all called the Shir HaMoel, no? Shir, that's the Rambam Stavir. That's the Shir HaMoel. You know, how much of this do I have to carry? You know what the answer is? What is this? What is this? It really depends. You know what? If, for example, it's food that you would give to a para, so guess what the shir is? Malo pi hapara. Makes perfect sense, no? That's what we call a shir hamoil. So all of a sudden, Agos Rashi writes the following. Yeah, but really, it's chatzi shir zasa min haTorah. Chatzi shir zasa min haTorah. Oh, so I'll tell you the following. Maybe at first glance, that's interesting. Because Hotzah is like a classic model of a shir hamoil, no? A shir hamoil. Which would mean pachas mikashir really doesn't do it. It's not moil. It's not moil. So it is interesting that that's the context that Rashi says about Bori or Ofe. No? That's pretty good. Because Bori or Ofe, that's Hilchasa. I would say that Hagos Rashi is going a step further. Because the Gos Ashri is saying this about Hutzah, where Piha Para, Piha Gamal, Piha Tle, Piha Gdi, well, that's a Shir HaMoel. Okay, maybe Chatzi Shir could be Asr even in a Shir HaMoel, according to Gos Ashri. But I'll tell you what I think is a fascinating deal. No? The Mishnah list case after case after case after case after case. You saw the Gos Ashri? No? At least since yesterday, no? The Gos Ashri, like, only talks about one out of the six. One out of the six. You know what? If you have Alei Shum, or you have Alei Bitsonim, that are Lachim, that's what we call Machal Adam. What is the shear? Kagrogress. So Gosha Shri comments, yes, the shear is a Kagrogress. The Pachas Mikagrogress is Asim in HaTorah. Why did the Gosha Shri only say this about that example? About that example? Well, what about the other five? No? Just say simply that when the Mishnah says there's a shear, that is in order to be chayav, but pachas mikashir is rabid min haTorah. Hagos Rashi only writes that about one of the cases. And it's not the first, it's not the last. You know, maybe sometimes you could say, look, he said it about the first case. Oh no, he said it about the concluding case. No. Like, why pick on Kagrogress? No? So that would be an incredible answer, no? That would be an incredible answer. Kagrogress is the Shira Borer. Kagrogress is the Shira Ofe, no? Kagrogress is the Halacha Moshe Misinai, that whatever the Malach is Machal Adam, the Shira is a Kagrogress. The Shira is a Kagrogress. So I want you to be careful, because this is not at all explicit in Hagos Hashri, but as a possibility, You know what? Chatzi shir is only going to be usher when you're dealing with the shir that's hilchasa, not when you're dealing with the shir hamoel. You know what? The shir of hotzah for tevin, kapi hapara, that's a shir hamoel. The shir of eitzah, which is kapi hagamal, that's a shir hamoel. But the shir of kagrogris, when it comes to machal adam, that's hilchasa. That's the same shir when it comes to the siduri depras of borer and tochein. And kotzer, that's ilchasa. You know what? That could give rise to why the Hagos Hashri only writes that chatzi shir is asim in haTorah when it comes to shir kagrogress. When it comes to the other cases, maybe one would argue that, whoa, that's not true. Maybe then chatzi shir is only going to be in his Sidur Rabbanan. Wow. And therefore, maybe mamish, bedavka. The Dafka Naka. But this is an important yourself. I will tell you the following, that the Shita Sababli Mufurish I mentioned Yerushalmi not that way, but the Shita Sababli Mufurish, the whole sugya of Chatzi Shir is Achilan Yom Kippur. Achin Yom Kippur. And yet, just realize, Rashi, Beit HaDazayin, the Shir of Yom Kippur, there are a couple of possibilities. One is the Shir is Elkosa. Another Rashi writes, the Shir is just simply Yisuvei Das. Yisuvei Das. So I'll tell you this also, Taizen. If it's Hilchasa, the Nami of Rashi, that's good. No? That if a Shir is Halacha Mo Shemisini, Chatzi Shir is Asa Min HaTorah. But what you're forced to say, according to Rashi, the first day that Rashi quotes, is even if it's a Shir of Yisuvei Das, even if it's a Shir of Yisuvei Das, but the Gemara is clear that Chatzi Shir is Asa Min HaTorah. Even when you're dealing with a Shir of Yisuvei Das, even one could argue, maybe the following, oh, so therefore, Chatzi Shir is Asa, even during the Shir HaMoed. Why would that be? Oh, because maybe one could argue as follows, that part of the reason Chatzi Shir is Asa is because he's the Rufe. No? Because a Siyag, you may end up. If that really is what's driving this Sir Chatzi Shir, you're not going to be able to stop dead in your tracks. You're going to do this and a little bit more. Maybe one could argue the following Chiddush. That Svara, that fear of Shema Yavo, Chazis Darufe, can apply even to a Shir HaMoel as well. Or maybe one could argue the following. There's still a difference between Batei Nirim and Yisuvei Das. Because I'll tell you the following. If you have a loom with the single base near, you know what? It does not function. It does not function. That's Eino Moed. It doesn't function. You go ahead and you engage an act of tefirah, and it's only a single tefirah, not two. That's not called a Meleches Chibur whatsoever. There I would argue that's not an Issa D'Oraisa. Can one really argue that less than a Koseves Tov Kedei Achilas Pras is like zero? Is really like zero? Is zero? Really zero. The vast, vast majority of Cholim and Yom Kippur. You know what psak they're going to be given? Eat. Eat shiurim. Eat shiurim. Now, have a little bit. Wait 10 minutes. Have a little more. Wait 10 minutes. A little more. You know what? As the day goes on, you know what that Chol is going to tell you? I'm full. I'm full. No? You have an ounce of salt, an ounce of liquid every 10 minutes. You know what? You're going to be full. No, no, no. You're still in the state of Ina. You're still in the state of Ina. No, no, no. I'm telling you, I'm full. I'm full. No, you're not full. You're famished. No? Because you spaced it every 10 minutes. No. Even if you're going to argue that it's a function of Yisuvei Das, it's hard to argue when it comes to Yom Kippur that if you dip beneath the threshold, it's zero. It's zero. I can argue that, you know what, if the Malach of Kosev is labeling, one character is not going to do it. And one base near is not going to set up your loom. And a single stitch is not a Malach of Sibor. I understand. But really, eating, dipping a little bit beneath the Koseves, or spacing it beyond Tochei Hasfras, is like zero. It doesn't accomplish anything in terms of the Shvira Sahinoi. Maybe one could argue that, Enochinami, that in Yom Kippur, even if the Shir is a function of Yisuvei Das, but Mistaber, that there's an Isra Chatz Yishir, Ankrei Kach, we mentioned yesterday Yerushalmi, no? You were probably shocked at Yerushalmi, no? That against the Bavli, that even Rish Lakish agrees that Chatz Yishir is us when it comes to Yom Kippur. Yeah, because Rish Lakish, I understand, maybe you can say it's not a mice. But there's no inui if you're eating pachos mikashir. There's no inui if you're eating pachos mikashir. You're still famished if you just space it. That's the Yerushalmi and Trumas and Paragvav that even Reish Lakish will agree on Yom Kippur. Because if what's driving everything is inui, admittedly that, you know, the inui is not as intense if you're eating pachos mikashir, even if you didn't kind of exceed that threshold. So that, I think, is a fascinating wonders. No? Oops. So, some cases I'll tell you as follows. Maybe not as clear. I think in Batei Nirim it's very clear. Oreg, Tofe, Kosei, Betzeya, okay. Aki without a Hanacha, that's obvious to me. No? Only as the Rabbanan. What about the following? Maybe a little more subtle. What about, we alluded to it yesterday, Mavra Daramas Vishus HaRabim. Mavra Daramas Vishus HaRabim. So I go ahead and I do an Akira, wow, and I carry something to Amos Vishus HaRabim. What would you say about that? Would that be Nisur Chatzi Shir? And Akir without a Hanacha, I understand, the Malacha is incomplete. Would you say that's also true with the distance travel? 2 out of 4 Amos. Is that like no caring or is that insufficient caring? No? So maybe one could have argued, look, I understand Akir without Hanacha, but 2 out of 4 is a Shir, no? 2 out of 4 is a Shir. So you know what? The answer is that can't be. That's wrong. That's wrong. Because it's clear in the Gemara Shabbos now, Kuf Nun Gimel, that if a person carries something, pachos mi arba amos, there's no isra of chatzi shir. That's the whole Gemara Misha Ichshich. A person is going ahead and carrying something, and all of a sudden, lo and behold, Shabbos arrives. What does he do with this? What does he do with this? No? Oh, you know what? If there's an achri, so no sin kiso an achri. So give your wallet to the achri. And what happens if there is no achri? Menicha ha-chamor, put it on the animal. And what if there is no chamor? The Gemara mentions, look, if you'll carry it pachos mi arba amos, you're reducing. That is not forbidden minator. That is not forbidden minator. I guess you have to argue that even Dalet Amos is not just a typical shear. 2 out of 4 is not just a typical shear. Why would you say that's true? Aki without Anacha, I understand. You know, I would say, in common sense terms, maybe Chatzi Shear means just continue what you're doing. Continue what you're doing. You ate a little bit, continue eating. Oh, that's Chatzi Shear. You did an Akira, continue what you're doing. No, you have to do something else. You have to do a Hanacha. Well, that's not called a Chisaron Shir. No? There are two requirements. An Akira, Shir Rishus, Hanacha. I did A without B. That's not a Shir. What would you say about 2 out of 4? 2 out of 4. So maybe that requires a little bit of thought. No? Why is 2 out of 4 not considered to be a Shir? You know who's bothered by this? The Shabbos Aryeh has a Sefer Gvuras Aryeh. That's a Bira of the Shabbos Aryeh and Maseches Yuma. And guess what? Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet. That Daf. Chatzi Shir. The Shabbos Aryeh is bothered by this. Why isn't Pachos Midal Amos in Israel Chatzi Shir? He's bothered by this. That sounds like a shir. Oh, so Shagasai writes the following. No, it's not really a shir. In what sense? You know what Chazis Terufa means? Chazis Terufa means, if I continue to do that which I've done, you're going to be chayiv. You took 1 bite, 2 bites. No, you take 3 and 4, you're going to cross the threshold. Shagasai writes an interesting chiddush. Let's say the following. I pick up an object, and I ask you, how far are you going to carry this? You know what the answer is? 2 amos. 2 amos. Okay. So I did an akira. The mindset is to carry it 2 amos. You know what? I ended up carrying 4 amos. I put it down. You're potter. That's a Gemara Shabbos Daf Ayin Amud Beis. The Akira Rishona has to be L'Shem Hotzad. Let's say I pick up something in my house. I did an Akira. And I'm intending to stay in the house. All of a sudden, I walk outside. The Akira was not done L'Shem Hotzad. Shagasai writes, oh, that's an interesting factor. The Akira has to be L'Shem Hotzad. That's a Gemara. Shagasai, the Akira has to be with the mindset of Maver Dar Amos. And if I did the Akira for anything less than that, There's no way in the world you'd be chayiv even if you end up. It might like the misaseh. The act of akir was not done the shem alacha. So there is no chazis derufin. You know, if I my mindset is only to eat a half of zayis of machalos haseros. But if you blow it, you know, and eat more, you're going to be chayiv. You know, if I blow it and I carry it further, I'm not going to be chayiv. Shagasayi writes, that's not really chazis derufin. That's his kasha, that's his teres. That's interesting, no? I'll tell you another possible teres. I'll tell you a teres. When you look in the Mishnah, Dafayin Gimlah presents Lama Tesla Machas. What's the name of Hotza? What's that called? Motzim Rishus Rishus. Motzim Rishus Rishus, no? That's like the conclusion of the Mishnah. What does that mean, motzi mishus mishus? What does that include? The av malach of hotza is motzi mishus mishus. Does it include hotza? Absolutely, no. Does it include hachnasa? Let's say the Rambam. Absolutely. Hotza is an av, hachnasa is an av. That's really heavy machlokas rishonim. What is hachnasa? But hotza is an av, hachnasa is an av. Maybe that's why the Mishnah says motzim rishus rishus, from A to B, A to B. The Mishnah doesn't say carrying from A rishus ayachid to rishus haram, which is hotza. It just says going from one rishus to another, because it could be hotza, and it could be hafnasa. That sounds pretty good, no? But what about magadamus rishus haram? It's not that you're. You're not allowed to give one rishus to another. But how does that account for Mavramas rishus harabim? You know what? Maybe I could have argued as follows. Okay, you know what? The Mishnah, the Av Malacha, doesn't include Mavramas rishus harabim. Maybe that's something else. Guess what? The Gemara calls that a halacha mosh nizina. Maybe that's something else. Because how do you fit Mavdamas Rishus Haram, from one Rishus to another, I'm carrying in the Rishus Haramim. In the Rishus Haramim. So you know who's bothered by this? How do you fit Mavdamas into the Mishnah of Mosim Rishus Rishus? So you know what? This is the stunning kash of the Ran. The Ran, Daf, Lamed, Aleph, Madeis, and Daf, Erev, Mesefer Shamas. How do you fit Maranamas into the Mishnah? It's not just going from one Rishus to another. You're not even allowed to carry the same Rishus Arabim. So thick misleading. No? That's the Kash of the Ran. You ready for the Teretz of the Ran? Ooh, it's like unbelievable. It's unbelievable, no? Ready for the Ran's Teretz? Lefi sha'arba amo shel adam Rishus alein. You ever hear of like a Kenyan Dalet Amos? If something is in immediate proximity to me, it's as though I was already zoche. Because you know that my dominion, my reshus, occupies the square footage. Dalet Amos is called reshus oshalada. Vaharaya, if there's a chayfetz, and I'm in close proximity, it's as though I acquired the chayfetz, it's already reshusi. Lefi sha'arba amo shel adam rishus alein. Wow. So therefore, you know what? Oh, rishus harabim is not really seamless. When I'm standing in rishus harabim, I occupy a certain square footage, dalet amos. And when I go ahead and I carry something beyond dalet amos rishus harabim, that is the equivalent of the object going from one rishus to another. Right now, the rishus is defined by dalet amos. And now if I go ahead and I transport that object out beyond dalet amos, that is called motzim rishus to rishus. Wow, that's the Ran's kasha and that's the Ran's teretz. That's pretty cool, no? How in the world can you fit dalet amos into motzim rishus to rishus? That's one rishus. No, it's not really one rishus. The dalet amos is incremental. When you're standing with an object within dalet amos,
you know what? That is considered to be within a single rishus. That's like carrying something in your home, carrying something within your shoes. It is only considered to be leaving a rishus when you take it out the door. It's only considered to be leaving the rishus when you go beyond alamos rishus arabim. The fact that you're walking with it doesn't mean the rishus kind of just expands. And this is all an extension of the original rishus. And that's like the beautiful run that, you know what, that, yeah, that's why Chazal purposely used the words motzim rishus rishus to account for hotzah and hachnasa and madras rishus arabim. That's pretty interesting, no? So you know what, I would just add. So let's say a person carries something rishus arabim less than dal ramos, less than dal ramos. You know what I would tell you? That's not a chatzishin. That's a chatzi malacha. That's like an akir without a hanacha. You're chayiv if you're motzi the chayfetz mishusta, and if you carry it within dal ramos, you're not being motzi the chayfetz mishusta. Guess what? That's a shir. That's just a din shir. I'm borer pachus mikagrogres. It's an act of borer, but you know what? Eino chayiv alav. It's an act of chutzah, but eino chayiv alav. No, no, it's not an act. You are not motzi it mishusta. And therefore, maybe one could argue, indeed, that's true. Well. I'll leave you with food for thought, no? This is a suffix in Chazon Ish. Let's say, cooking on Shabbos. Mevashel b'Shabbos. What exactly is the shir? You cook it to the extent of, Malcho ben Rusan. That's a Sigma Nachal stuff. Nun Zayin, no? Malcho ben Rusan. What exactly does that mean? Rashi writes a third. The Ram writes a half. Right, a third of the full cooking process. A half of the full cooking process. Okay. How do you assess like a half and a third? The Chazon Ish writes on Siman Lamed Zayin that, you know, l'fi hazman. You know what? To cook this piece of meat, it's going to take 3 hours. 3 hours will be bishul kol tzarka. So Malcho ben Drusai, according to Rashi, is a third of that. That means an hour. And according to the Rambam, okay, half, an hour and a half. It's assessed in terms of time. Good. That's what you've heard of, no? Chazon Ish has one caveat. When I say time, what exactly does that mean? Well, I turn on the oven. And 3 hours later, it's going to be called Tzarko. So the window is 3 hours. Okay, so half or a third of 3 hours. Not exactly. You know, I turn on the oven. You know what? Okay, this is not the cheap oven, but it still takes time to heat up. You know, like, it takes time to heat up, no? It's going to take me 15 minutes to get the oven hot. Oh, you're right. So I'm going to count that. I'm going to count like the warm-up time. You're not going to count that, no? Okay, I got that, no? Okay, so now the oven's pretty hot. And guess what? It's starting to cook that piece of meat. It's starting to cook the meat. Do I start there? You know what the Chazon Ish writes? You don't even start there. When do I start? That's in the Chazon Ish writes. You know when you start? When the bishul process begins. When does the bishul process begin? Now, it's 70 degrees in my home. You know, I put the meat in the oven. So after 5 minutes, the meat is 80 degrees. Is that? One up 10 degrees. You know when it starts? when the food reaches Yad Salinitz. That's the Chiddush of the Chazon Ish, no? When the food reaches Yad Salinitz. When it reaches Yad Salinitz, well, we have arranged the Chumra Kula. When it reaches Yad Salinitz, well, 110 to 160, when it reaches Yad Salinitz, well, the Bishul process is begun. So you know what? When I say timing, it means from the beginning, the Hainu, when it reaches Yad Salinitz, well, until Bishul Kol Sarzo. See, even though, you know what, I put that roast in the oven, it takes 3 hours until it's ready. Yeah, but you know what I'm going to tell you? The window of time is really 2.5 hours. Because it's going to take, let's say, a half hour to reach out, so let us go. Okay, fine. No? So you ready for this? That's the Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Zayin. So I'll tell you a Chazon Ish, I want you to take a look at Or HaChaim. Simen Nun, Siv Katan Tes. It's not just interesting, no, but it's for illustrative purposes, you know. So let me ask you the following. When would there be an Isur Chatzi Shir when it comes to Bishul? But let's say I go ahead and I fully cook this roast. But the roast was really done. The roast was Pachos Mikashir. The roast was like less than a good grogris. You ever go like to a really expensive restaurant? You order the most expensive thing in it. It's like the size of a half dollar, you know? It's tiny. That's Chatzishir. That's Chatzishir, no? A full act of Bishul, but you know what? The object is tiny. What about the following? I put the object in the oven, and it goes from 70 degrees to 80 degrees to 90 degrees. That's mufurish in the Gemara and Shabbos, and that mem, that's not called chatzishir. Potion. I put water, right, in an oven, and the water went from 70 to 80 to 90 degrees. Maybe midrabanan, you're not allowed to do that, no? Shiya, hachzara. But that's not chatzishir. Because until it gets to Yad Salinitz, though, the Bishul process really hasn't even begun yet, no? That's not even part of our calculation. 3 hours is reduced to 2.5 hours. So the Chazon Ish writes, it's a davar pashut. If I put something in the oven and it goes up 20 degrees, now it's 90 degrees and I take it out, that's not chatzishir. That's chatzishir. Are you ready for the suffix in the Chazon Ish? The Chazon Ish is not mafriya. It's not mafriya. What happens if it reaches out to let us go, but I take it out before it reaches Malchus Ben Druslan? It reached out to let us go. So the Bishul process has begun. It's not like it's 10 degrees higher than room temperature. The Bishul process has begun. But it's not sufficiently cooked to be chayim. Sufficient cooking requires at least minimally Malchus Ben Druslan. So the Chazon Ish has a suffix. Well, not machriya. Yad Salinitz go until Malchus Ben Druslan. Would you call that chatzi shir or chatzi malacha? Is that insufficient, Bishul? Or what are, you know, until you reach Malchus Ben Druslan, the object is not cooked. It's not cooked. No one's going to eat this. It's still raw. You haven't yet reached Shlish Bishulo. That's not rare. That's raw. No? If it's raw, maybe that's like a Chatzi Malacha. That's a Safek Mechazesh. Wow. So that's like a fascinating application of Hagdara. And our Kibbutz Aranach is obviously a Chatzi Malacha. And maybe the Chiddush 2 out of 4 in Dal Amos is a Chatzi Malacha. But what about dipping beneath Malchus Ben Druslan? Maybe I could argue Malchus Ben Druslan is a shear. And beneath, that's called Chatzi Shear. Or maybe I could argue a shear. We're talking about whether something is not or whether something is Mavushal. And if something is not, it's only a matter of time until. Yeah, but is it really true that that would be called a Chatzi Shear? Or argue that's like an akir, that's an akha. That's like, ain't a moil. It's not just a chisaron shir. The object is still raw. Would argue that less than macho ben rusai is the same as yes than yatzal lettuce. Less than yatzal lettuce, well, the bishul hasn't begun. Baharaya, you don't even take that into account in measuring the zman. But you do take into account beginning with the yatzal lettuce, well. So maybe that's an indication that that's considered to be that was a zushin. Well, so why don't you think about that? I'll give one further example and then we'll move on. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Dalet. But the Gemara tells us to find Din Daraisa. You have a Revius Dam in Hames. A Revius Dam in Hames. You know what? Woo. That's Mitame Ba'ohel. That's Mitame Ba'ohel. It's like I have a mace Ba'ohel. You have Revius Dam of a mace, it's Mitame Ba'ohel. So the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Dalet Amud Aleph quotes a fasting machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim. What happens if it's a revius dam shiyotza mishnei mesim? Shiyotza mishnei mesim. Is that metamo? Is that metamo? The Chachamim say no. Rabbi Kiva says yes. How does Rabbi Kiva say yes? How does Rabbi Kiva say yes? Because, when you look in Vayikra Chafala, the very beginning of the parak, no? Pasuk says the following, Al kol nafshos, meis lo yavo. Nafshos. Nafshos is written by Lashon Rabbi. It's Rabbi Kiva's Doresh. Whoa, sounds like a Kiddush. That you know, that the Revius Dam, which is Metame Ba'ohel, can even come from Nafshos. Revius Dam Shiatz Mishnei Meisim. The Gemara says, Minayin, how do you know that? You know what the answer is? Shenemar, we call Nafshos Neis L'Yavo. Shtei Nafashos, Shirecha. Whoa. And the Chum respond and say, yeah, but did you ever look at how the word is written? It's written without a vowel. Nafshas ksiv. And that's a very fascinating sugya, Sanhedrin Daf Dalet. You know what? If a pasuk is written one way and it's read another way, both are absolutely, positively true. But for purposes of a drasha, do you follow the way it's written? Do you follow the way that it's read? That's a shasug. You know what that's called? Yeshem the mikra, yeshem the masores. No? Do you look at the Kriya, the Mikra, or the Masoris, the Masorah of how it's written? Wow, that's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. So, how do you know a Revius Dam can even come from two Mason? You know what the answer is? Apostle. Now show us a drasha. Racham says, I don't like that drasha because it's written chasim. Okay. The Tosfos there, Sanhedrin Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, is bothered by a very simple question. Well, wait. Everything seems to be off. Because what's the starting point? What's the starting point? What's the cloud? You know what Tosfos says the cloud in all areas of Tumen Tara is? You know what the cloud is? Kol shetumaso b'shiuro shave mitzdarfim zeh imzeh. Tosfos says that's the cloud. Whenever you have tumah from two different sources, if it has the same degree of tumah, it has the same shear of tumah, kol shetumaso v'shiro shava, mitzdarfin. That's the klal in Tumen Tara. You have two objects, or two sources of tumah. If it's tumaso v'shiro shava, mitzdarfin. So Tosfos is like, what in the world? You have Revius Dam that comes from Shnei Meisim. Of course, it's Tumasa v'Shiro Shavim. So the default position should be, of course there's Tziru. The Gemara says, how can there be Tziru? The answer is Nafshos Ksiv. What do you mean Nafshos Ksiv? But the starting point should be that there's Tziru. And why did the Chum hold there's no Tziru?
What does Rabbi Akiva say there is? Whose sheet is difficult? Whose sheet requires a yishuv? You look in the Gemara, it sounds like this is such a chiddush, Rabbi Akiva, you can combine. Tos says, no, that the opposite is true. The default position should be, of course, there's siruf. And if there's any sheet that is difficult, it's the chachamim sheet that has to be explained. So you know what Tosus writes? Tosus says, that's how you have to read the Gemara. Even though the Gemara says, minayin shemistarfin, no, that's not really the chiddush. What Rabbi Akiva says is obvious, there's siruf, and the chachamim has to be justified. What's the justification of the chachamim? Nafshas ksiv. Gzeiras akosta, there's no tziruv. And how does Rabbi Akiva counter the sheet of the chachamim? Nafshos krim. Karinun bei, no? It flips everything on its head, no? Tosus, no? The Pashup Shan, the Gemara is quoting a makkah for Rabbi Akiva, and then the Gemara says, why would the chachamim disagree? You quoted a pasuk. You don't want to disagree with the pasuk, no? Tosus says, no, everything is on its head. The opposite is true. Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi Pashup, the chachamim are really difficult. The chachamim say, we're based on a pasuk. And then the chachamim turn to Rabbi Akiva and say, you deny our pasuk. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, shos ksiv. Yeah, I deny your drasha. But you see what Tosus does? It flips everything. It takes what's pashut, makes that the kasha, and the kasha is the Rabbi Pashup. Now, everything is flipped on its head. Everything's flipped on its head. It's not so simple. Is there any other possibility? Is there any possibility? So I'll tell you the following. You know, there is a raiver, Nochos Tumas Meis, Dalad Yud Gimel, where the raiver writes, why do you think the shir is revias down? Why is the shir revias down? You know what the raiver writes? Incredible, no? Because the pasuk, Yadam Hu HaNefesh. There's something which is called Dam HaNefesh. There's a certain amount of blood from a nifta that is called Dam HaNefesh. Dam HaNefesh. A drop, not a drop. How do you quantify Dam HaNefesh? You know what? The Ravid writes, V'hatam b'pnei shereviz dam nikre nefesh. That's called Dam HaNefesh. So I will tell you, like, ooh, yeah, that's Pshat in the Gemara. That's Pshat in the Gemara. If this is called Bamed Ramamuri, the Revias Dam is called Dam HaNefesh. That's only if the Dam is Yotze Mimei Sechot. You tell me, isn't there a Tziruf? No, there's no Tziruf if the Shir is, this quantity of Dam is called the Dam HaNefesh. Because life can be sustained through Revias Dam. Then what about the Halacha B'Cholot Tarakum of Tziruf? Not here. Here the Shir Revias is Shadam Ikri Nefesh. And there shouldn't be Tziruf. There shouldn't be. That's exactly the Gemara. So why in the world does Rabbi Akiva say that there's Tziruf? Doesn't make sense. You know what the answer is? There must be Gzeiras HaKasav for Rabbi Akiva. Nafshos Ksiv. You need a Gzeiras HaKasav according to Rabbi Akiva. And the Chum have to counter Nafshas. But the Muskel Rishon, the Poshav Shat, is that here there should not be Tziruf. Should not be Tziruf. No? Should not be Tziruf. Wow. In other words, the Shir V'yis Dam is not just Ilchasa. The Shir V'yis Dam is that Rabbi V'yis Dam is Dam HaNefesh. Dam HaNefesh. I'll just conclude with one last line. No? There's a Gemara Nazir Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara says the following. Rabbi Loza, Eser Reviyosim, Hilchasa. There are 10 dinim where there's Halacha Moshe Misina of Reviyas. And he lists all 10. And what's one of the 10? Reviyas Dam. Shows him in Mace. So you know what the Gemara says? And what's one of the 10? Oh, Revi Yisdam Shiatz Mishne Mace and Shematam Abo. That's a detail on whether there's. Everybody agrees the Shir is Revi Yis. No? Everybody agrees. No? Rabbi Kiva, the Chachamim, that's not a machlokis. Yeah, it's a technical machlokis. Whether it can come from one Mace or two Mace. Why does Rabbi Loza say there are 10 dinim like a hilchasa? Revi is down. And one of the 10 is Revi is down. Shnei Mason. Who cares about the detail of Shnei Mason? Revi is down, no? So the Mefarish and Nazir writes, Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka. You know what I would suggest? Mamish Dafka. Mamish Dafka. According to the Chamet, there is no Tziruv. That's because Revi Yisdam is a Shir HaMoel. Not Ilchasat. It's a Shir HaMoel. But according to Rabbi Akiva, if you're allowing Tziruv, you know what that means? That is part of the Hilchasa of Revi'ez. The Hilchasa of Revi'ez. So Rabbi Lazar says that there are 10 Dinei Revi'ez that are Halacha Moshe Misinai. And one of them is Revi'ez Dam. That's Revi'ez Dam, according to Rabbi Akiva, Shelta Shnemesin, it's Metame. No? Think about that. No? Tomorrow we'll go for that. Good? Okay, good.